Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For more than a decade, Puerto Rico has been caught in a slow-motion crisis. A lingering recession and lack of opportunities have driven tens of thousands of Puerto Ricans to leave the island each year. Many, especially young people and recent graduates, have moved to the U.S. mainland for jobs. But on a recent visit to Puerto Rico, NPR's Greg Allen found a growing number of professionals who believe their future is on the island.
You find them opening restaurants and management consulting firms, or running schools and nonprofits. In San Juan, nearly 20 social service groups and for-profit startups share space in an airy, recently renovated building.
You can also see over here the green incorporation of the building. Yeah.
Outside on the patio, there's a waterfall and vertical garden. Anna Maria Vidal runs the Community for Collaboration and Social Innovation, a co-working space for people and groups thinking about how to build Puerto Rico's future.
There are a couple of co-working spaces in Puerto Rico, but this is the only one that joins nonprofits and then startups.
On a visit there recently, more than a dozen of these dreamers sat around a table to talk about why, unlike nearly a half million Puerto Ricans in the last decade, they made a conscious decision to stay on the island. Jorge Besu, a marketing consultant, says for years companies in Puerto Rico would look to the government for contracts and subsidies. With the island's ongoing financial crisis, for the new generation of entrepreneurs, that's no longer an option.
We don't depend on the government. Even non-for-profit organizations here are looking for social entrepreneurship models. So the model has changed. We don't expect anything from the government.
Besu was laid off in 2011 after his company restructured. He says in Puerto Rico today, you have two options: leave or create your own opportunities. He started his own firm in Puerto Rico. That decision, whether to stay on the island or make a future on the U.S. mainland, is one that nearly every young Puerto Rican faces. Michael Fernandez is a lawyer who comes from a large family.
We are 13 cousins in my father's side of my family, and there's only three of us left in Puerto Rico. Everybody left in the past 5 years. But it's a conscious decision to stay here.
After graduation, Fernandez had job offers from law firms, but he says he wanted to help make Puerto Rico better and decided he'd rather work with low-income communities.
Because there is a lack of social justice in Puerto Rico, it's that we have a lot of the problems and the crisis that we're living right now. And I'd rather assume responsibility and occupy a position of leadership as opposed to look around me to see who else would do it or leave and let somebody else deal with it.
Puerto Rico has been a U.S. territory for more than a century. Even so, people who grow up there have a powerful affinity for the island, which they commonly refer to as El País, the country. But after a decade of recession and a lingering financial crisis, Rebecca Gonzalez says Puerto Rico is a place with very low self-esteem. She sees it in the students she works with at an alternative high school. Her challenge, she says, is teaching the next generation to love themselves and the place they come from.
Most of us here, we've said, I don't know, maybe it's a good idea to leave because it's tough, you know. But then you think about it and you're like, this country has given me so much. And we love our heritage and we know who we are and we love our language. So we say, let's stay and let's fight for it.
After a decade of lagging economic growth and surging out-migration, in this group of young entrepreneurs and activists, there's a real sense of optimism and anticipation for what's next in Puerto Rico. Carlos Ruiz worked for more than 20 years for Mars Incorporated and other large U.S. companies before starting his own management consulting firm. He acknowledges that decision to stay and try something new carries more risk than leaving for a corporate job on the mainland. But Ruiz says the reward is much greater.
Because it's where our values are, or our family. In my case, all my family is still here. So I do have deep roots here. And I think when you leave your country, even if you become the next billionaire in that other country, I think you give up something.
Ruiz's business partner, Carlos Frontera, says reinventing your career isn't easy. But leaving your home and family is hard, too. And that's a path many thousands of Puerto Ricans are being forced to take.
They are crying their hearts to come back, but they can't.
They can't, he says, because they can't make enough to support their families in Puerto Rico. As it struggles to resolve its financial crisis, the island has many challenges ahead. Its biggest one may be convincing its next generation that their best opportunities are at home in Puerto Rico. Greg Allen, NPR News.